Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, preseason games for the New England Patriots over. Now we got to wait a little less than 2 weeks for the regular season, Wiggy. We will talk about, during They Said It, in 15 minutes, what Gerard Mayo refuses to say when it comes to who will be the starting QB, even if Jacoby Brissett is injured. So we'll get to They Said It coming up in about 15 minutes. That's a quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports. And we will talk with Gerard Mayo at 9 on this morning show on a Patriots Monday. And at 10, the new Jones and Keefe show gets underway for the first day today. And they will talk with Hunter Henry and with Christian Gonzalez on their show today. Huh? And I believe that QB1 will be on the afternoon show tomorrow because the Sox have that makeup game at 2:10 today. And then I think tonight, I believe, if my Outlook calendar is correct, tonight is a diehards game. So I, for one, will be at Fenway tonight in case anybody would like to join me.
Oh, that's nice.
Would you like to join?
I cannot this evening.
Oh, you
but
cannot?
No.
What do you have?
I just have some plants.
Wiggy, would you?
I might be going.
City Wiggy?
Yeah, I might be going, but our boy Walsh, he hit me up, so I might be able to pull up.
Okay,
some way, but if I am, I'll hit you up, and I'm in a suite, so pull
right.
up.
Well,
John Jones also on tomorrow's afternoon show.
Excellent.
QB1 right. and John Jones.
Okay, excellent. Well, Gerard Mayo will talk about it when he joins us at 9, I'm sure, but he did sort of tease that his decision would be made, I think, by this evening.
That's what I thought.
So he needs the day to think on it or to watch film. I mean, he was there last night.
Right.
He saw what the rest of us saw
right.
when it came to Drake Bay. But
they probably have their meetings today.
Uh-huh.
Right? You figure they have their meetings today and then...
What is a meeting going to change? He's got to know.
No, not change, but I think it's just like, all right, here's the meeting. Here's the guy that we're going with so I can go make the announcement.
Mm. All right. Let's get to the rest of the leads. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. Did you do a lead, Courtney?
Yeah.
Oh,
who was your lead?
God. What?
Way to pay attention, Wiggy. Happy Monday.
Complete disrespect.
Like, you were shaking Courtney. Your head the entire time agreeing with
she
me,
was,
too.
Oh.
I thought. You still don't remember.
No.
I was talking about Drake May, and, you know, he didn't discriminate when it came to his targets,
and then his
shoe fell off.
My bad. I was like, why is Greg going to me? Just completely skipped over Courtney.
Oh, jeez.
All right.
Happy Monday.
Well, that's my bad.
Yeah,
Courtney.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
Because I have like a Patriots lead too, and I'm like, wait a second, Courtney.
I will also say your hair looks great.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
You know, we're changing it up a little bit.
I like it.
Yeah. What did you do?
We're going with, we're dreading it up, getting some dreadlocks, man.
I like it.
Yeah, so it's, styling up.
Yeah.
What made you decide to go in that direction?
I really, truly believe it was the Bob Marley movie, One Love.
I was wondering.
Yeah, I think so.
You really like that movie.
Yeah, I do. I mean, you know.
Uh-huh.
My dad gave me nothing except for the fact that he was from the Caribbean.
Uh-huh.
So maybe I'm getting back to my Caribbean roots a little bit.
Now, speaking of movies, which we're going to do a lot because my lead is film directional. But is it weird that Nicolas Cage is playing John Madden?
Yes. Yeah. Like, is it...
Now, the movie's about the game, though, Shine. It's about the game.
The video game?
Great game. Yes. I think the movie's about the game, but still, Nicolas Cage...
Yeah, that's a weird...
Does not seem to me in any way, shape, or form to appear to look like the late John Madden.
But then again, Nick Cage, great actor. So yeah. Who knows? Yeah. Like, I'm willing to give it a shot just because it's
Nick
Cage.
Is he a great actor?
Yeah, he's phenomenal. Really great actor.
Yeah, he's really good.
Phenomenal.
Yeah. It's important that you know who the greatest actors of all time are. Oof. When we get to my lead
okay.
in a moment.
When Nick Cage should be up there.
That is very
are you serious?
Oof. Con Air.
Whoa. Get out of here.
Come on.
National treasure. Get out of here.
And I'll also say their face, while weight is a bit different between Nicolas Cage and mm-hmm. John Madden, their face shape is very similar.
It is?
So they'll be able to, with makeup and stuff, make them look
really?
Pretty similar.
Well, look
yeah.
what they're doing with Colin Farrell in the Penguin movie. They can easily put the prosthetics
yeah.
on him and make him bigger. So that's not an issue. They yeah. do that all the time.
This is going to drive me nuts. X-Flash 84X in the Twitch chat says Nicolas Cage is America's greatest living actor.
He's good.
Get
he's
up lost,
there.
Dude.
What are you, a Daniel Day-Lewis guy or something? Woo! Great big fan of the method actors.
Not even on my top five. But anyway,
wow.
Wiggy, quick.
All right,
your
my lead, real quick.
Your lead.
I was looking at and doing some research really quick. And if you look at this year, every single first round quarterback is going to be starting except for Michael Penix Jr., but we know why. He's sitting behind a guy that they just paid 4 years, $180 million, and J.J. McCarthy, but he was penciled in to be the starter until he got injury. Not only that, if you look at every other position that was drafted in the first round, those guys, the majority of those guys, will be starting for their team. You know, it's a little different when you're talking about an edge rusher because he rotates in. So you don't really necessarily have to be the starter to be playing and have a significant role. It doesn't make sense to me that you got the third overall pick and he's the one guy when you look at where, like, all these teams are and all the players that have got drafted in this year's draft. And you go, why isn't this kid starting?
Can you say that in that exact way in 2 hours when Gerard Mayo was on this show?
I got to write
say
that
it
down.
Does not make any sense to me
right. That
you spent the number three pick on this guy and he's not going to be your starter.
Okay.
So I like that lead.
All right.
You, like many, are saying, please, just start him. Just give him the live reps and let's go and see what happens.
And nobody else.
It can't be worse.
Right. And everybody else goes, oh, what if he gets hurt? And then when you start to look at all the other first round players that are playing, they can obviously get hurt. You talk about Malik Nabers or some of the wide receivers that Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yeah.
The team doesn't go, well, we're worried that they might get hurt. No, you just go out there and you play the kid.
All right, Wiggy. Thank you very much.
You got it.
Awful news today. Awful news. It appears that Gladiator 2 may be Denzel's last film ever.
Whoa!
In an interview, I believe, with Empire Magazine, I'm not familiar with it, Denzel says, and it's a quote from him, that there are very few films left for me to make that I am interested in. He is 69 years old.
Which is young.
So, well, I always feel like it is, but
I'm getting
up there. So,
wow.
It
hurts.
I would argue that he is a top five actor.
Top three.
When it comes to emergency, top five. Male actors, my lifetime.
Number five.
I have Denzel at number three on my list.
All right.
Number three.
Are you interested in who I have at number one?
Yes, please.
Number one.
Anthony Hopkins.
Ooh.
What?
Yeah.
He's a good one.
Yes.
He is a good one.
All time. Some extraordinary roles. Shime, don't look at me like that.
Hannibal Lecter? No, I get you. I'm with you. I get it.
Okay. Would you like to know who I have at number two?
Yes, please.
Sure.
Number two.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yes.
Okay.
You're such number a Leo two. Guy.
A massive range when it comes to characters that he
that
has
that he does.
He can play anybody. He is in arguably the most successful film of all time, Titanic. Mm-hmm. And I don't care if it's Catch Me If You Can or if it is Wolf of Wall Street, whatever.
Blood Diamond. I mean, he played a South African dude with a great...
Okay.
Greg's a big fan of The Revenant.
I got...
it was a good movie, though.
I got Denzel at 3.
Yep.
I have at number 4...
Number 4.
Robert De Niro.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
I don't think you can have a list that doesn't have De Niro on
Agreed.
It.
Agreed. Hide and Seek. Terrifying movie.
Mm-hmm. Number 5, I have Al Pacino.
Number 5.
Al Pacino.
Mm-hmm. All right. It's a good list.
Is there anybody list. That's not on there?
Sam
please?
Jackson.
Stanley Tucci.
What is Stanley Tucci?
One of the best.
He's been in like 3 films.
Yep, and they're all hits.
Right.
He doesn't miss.
Stanley Tucci is not, he's a good actor.
No, he's my, he is. If Stanley Tucci's in something, I'm like, that's going to be a hit.
Stanley Tucci from the...
Who am I missing? Do not say Tom Hanks.
Brad Pitt.
No.
I can't stand Tom Hanks.
Sam Jackson.
American Treasure Tom Hanks is not worth the film that you see him on.
I would say Sam Jackson's
Samuel
one.
Samuel L. Jackson is a great actor. He's more of a character actor, though. He's not...
Another one that I think is an amazing actor.
I know who this is going to be.
No, and he doesn't maybe get his due because of the stupid case he went through. Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp, yes. If he had a bigger body of work, yes.
Yeah.
Now listen, in the Twitch chat, somebody is suggesting Tom Cruise.
No.
He's been on a lot of stuff.
He's like Will Smith. They got big, big budget box office hits. When you look at their catalog.
But that has nothing to do with your acting.
Right, but he plays the same thing basically every time, Tom Cruise.
He does now sort of because of Mission Impossible 4. I mean, he's been in... He was in Taps early on. He was...
Eyes Wide Shut.
Eyes Wide Shut.
I'm on the phone with every studio at night.
He is... You know, he was excellent in Born on the 4th of July. And
One guy you're leaving off the list.
There is?
Yep. What movie did you talk about?
Well, I've talked about a million
started your lead.
Gladiator. Oh, Russell Crowe?
Yes.
I talked about Gladiator, too. You think Russell Crowe is...
Think about his movies. And, like, you talk about range,
he's
right?
He's been in a lot of stuff.
We're talking about range, right? And be able to do a lot of different things.
Yes.
Great in Gladiator. He was great in American Gangster. He was great in the, what's the movie? L.A. Confidential.
Uh-huh.
The other one where he was with, who's the kid who played in the Bobby movie?
Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, he was in the movie with him where they were like two cops. I forget the name of it.
You have to be able to do like comedy, drama, and, you know, some type. Like, that's why I think Robert De Niro is probably the number one in my mind, because he can be funny, he can be soft, but he can be in like these scary movies that are kind of thrillery. Yeah.
Honorable mention on the Twitch chat, a lot of people bringing up Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
Excellent actor.
Right, but a lot of his movies might have been... Before
my time.
Yeah, yeah. You know, because a lot of the Western movies and stuff like that.
I really can't say before my time with a lot of things.
Yeah, that's true.
You can't.
I can't even say it with telegrams.
Ooh. I got another one.
Stagecoaches, before my time.
I got another one for you, Greg.
Yes, what?
Sean Penn.
I don't like Sean Penn, though.
But as an actor, though.
I mean, personally, I don't like
him. No, personally, you might not like him, but as an actor.
I can separate the two.
Yeah, that's to me like...
Pretty good actor.
Separate
But he really hasn't... He hasn't... I mean, you look at Denzel.
Right.
He's done so... His range is gigantic. I love Man on Fire. I've said it a billion times.
It's a great one.
Creasy Bell. Arguably the greatest film ever, Man on Fire. Then he was in the Equalizer films.
Yes.
He did a whole there's like 5 of them.
3 of them.
What do they call that? What do they call that?
Trilogy.
Trilogy.
It's not a trilogy, that's 3.
Okay.
A pentilogy?
No, it's like then you have
Training Day.
He played
a franchise?
Training Day, a franchise. Then you have he played the drunk pilot guy.
Yes.
That was a great film as well. I mean, his range is gigantic.
Shoot Program.
Yeah.
When I met Denzel, he's number one on my list.
We know.
Number one.
But your number two, the disrespect you're showing him right now that you're bringing him up. Idris.
Oh, Idris is good, but he doesn't have
the disrespect. Top 100 actors.
Yeah,
where would you put Richard Gere?
It'd be top 100.
I don't know. I mean, Richard Gere, maybe top 50. I mean, he was in some good films, Officer and a Gentleman. There are people who've been in a great film.
Yeah.
And it kind of was like one and done.
He has a lot of good ones, though.
But it's about, you brought up range, though. That's the difference. Like, he hasn't done, like, it's kind of like similar characters. And he's a good actor. Mm-hmm. Like, a guy that we haven't even talked about is Christian Bale.
Oh.
Right.
You know, yes. Somebody that can do
Batman,
like,
baby.
Great role, like the Batman role.
Mm-hmm.
Great role, but not necessarily a giant body of work. Yes, he was in The Fighter.
American Psycho.
Yes.
What was the other movie he was in with? Oh, when he, oh God.
Heath Ledger would have been one of the best actors of all time.
We're not doing would have been, but yes, I appreciate that.
Just R.I.P.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. R.I.P.
Your top five is good. I might have slid, you know, one or two in there.
I understand.
I would have Denzel first, but I ain't gonna knock it.
You would have Denzel ahead of Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yes. I love Leo.
I can't do it.
And
Anthony Hopkins, underappreciated.
Anthony Hopkins.
Underappreciated. All right. We're going to get to They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports next. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Patriots dropped their final preseason game 20-10 against the Commanders. The one touchdown for the Pats came from a Drake May-led Kevin Harris score. Drake played most out of the four QBs, completing 13 of 20 passes for 126 yards and that touchdown. Jacoby Brissett started this one. He completed 2 of 4 passes for 19 yards. He did get a bit banged up during his time out there, favoring his throwing shoulder. We'll be able to ask Jerod Mayo today when he comes on at 9 a.m. about any type of update, but here's what he had to say after the win.
Would he have been able to play?
He would have been able to continue.
What's his health status right now? Is he?
I talked to him. Look, we'll see tomorrow. You always feel a little bit more sore the next day, but he said he was good. We'll find out tomorrow.
The Sox dropped their finale with Arizona 7-5, completing the Diamondbacks' sweep. They now have the Blue Jays in town tonight. First pitch at 7:10 with Cutter Crawford getting the start, but it is a doubleheader today. So before that, there will be a 2:05 first pitch. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 1:05 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Lou Maloney have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network, right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. Joe Castiglione will join the two for the second game.
Watching the television broadcast of that Patriots game last night left me with one question, Chime, and that is, when is Joe Milton getting into Canton? Is that happening? Is that next summer?
You're going to get a lot of that.
When is that happening?
He's the new Malik Cunningham.
Yes, he is.
Malik Mania.
Yeah.
That is what's trending here, Chime, with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It's currently 65 degrees and cloudy here in the city of Boston. The high today is 78. Chance of some brief thunderstorms here in the middle of the afternoon, but overall, a solid day for you in the city of Boston.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It is a Patriots Monday, and that means Jerod Mayo will join us in about an hour and a half at 9, and you can talk New England Patriots and the soon-to-start regular season all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI, including at 10 during the debut of Jones and Keefe. It will be great to see. Is Rich here yet? Chime, have you seen him this morning?
I don't believe he is here yet, no.
I haven't seen him in daylight hours since it was Dale and Rich.
Yeah, and he's another good one for, like, top five actors.
Who, Rich Keefe?
Yeah, because he's big into the movies.
Yes. Oh, well, the top five actor thing, it's created a massive firestorm everywhere. Like, Who knew I was going to offend Daniel Day-Lewis fans all over the place because the guy has three Oscars, but he's not in my top five. Like I'm
Daniel sorry. Day-Lewis stinks. Stop it. He's just a method actor. He's very good at his craft, but it's too artsy. It's not like actual acting.
Sean, you know what I mean? I would be interested in your take on this because I got shut down immediately. Adam Sandler has range.
Stop. No.
He could do.
That's a shirt. Adam Sandler has range.
He does. I would have never said it. Uncut Gems opened my eyes.
Uncut Gems.
Courtney, the adult movie fans are having a discussion.
Okay, right. I'm sorry. You're right.
Adam Sandler does not have range.
Yeah, well,
you liked Uncut Gems, which he was actually very good,
and it was a serious role.
But he was playing like a gambler. Like he could get away with that in the movie Hustle we were talking about, where he played like an agent. Can you see Adam Sandler playing the Equalizer?
Yeah. No.
No.
Right.
So I'm the reason that I did this as my lead.
It's a good one.
Is because Denzel Washington is basically suggesting that this is his last movie, Gladiator 2.
Don't hurt me. It's really sad.
The guy is.
I love Denzel.
I mean, he is. I'm telling you, he's got to be on everybody's top five list. There's no way he's not.
He is. I love him.
And he's only 69.
Right.
So,
but he doesn't go into the world of like, he's more one of those actors. Like, he doesn't do a lot of like comedy movies. Like De Niro will go down that road. He won't, like, he has never done, I don't believe, like one of the Marvel superhero movies where you've seen guys like Russell Crowe, Christian Bale go down that road. He's probably very picky when it comes to what he wants to do. And that's probably why he's like, I've done everything, and I'm not going to do those.
This is Rich in the truck. Hey, Rich.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
What's up?
So I got one comment for you, Greg, and then I just got two honorable mentions for that list.
Yeah.
I was a little shocked to hear you not throwing on Mr. Morgan Freeman, and then I was a little surprised that you didn't have Tom Hardy on there because I think both of those guys are pretty incredible. But my one comment to your list about Leo is you said you do respect Leo a lot, but then you kind of gave honorable mention to Johnny, they wouldn't have any careers without each other. You know, What's Eating Gilbert Grape created both of them from being heartthrobs to other forms of acting.
Yeah.
That gave them their role.
I understand where you're going, but Leonardo DiCaprio would have had the career that he had with or without Johnny Depp.
He's right about Tom Hardy.
Hardy's really good.
Yes.
Yeah.
He is right about Tom Hardy. He talk about range and could do like, I just watched this movie not too long ago. The Bike Riders with him in it?
Yeah.
And just he's spectacular. I think he's like, as far as not up and comers, but like the new generation, I would put him top five.
Yeah. I mean, here's a text that said, I would watch Equalizer 23 because of Denzel Washington.
I mean, the one thing about Denzel, and this is why every role he plays, you believe it. When he was in John Q, you were like, what's going on? You're not going to give this kid a new heart? And then you talk about Man on Fire.
Yeah. Man on Fire is so good.
Maybe one of the best twists in a movie of all time.
Yeah.
Man on Fire, I didn't see that coming.
No, you did not expect it. And I can, like, I cry at very few films. Mm. I cried at the end of Man on Fire.
When Christopher Walken.
It ends with us, a new movie. It's been out for like 3 weeks now. I sobbed in the movie theater yesterday harder than I've cried in a movie in quite some time.
You two are single-handedly reinventing the movie theater business. You go to the movies more than my 90-year-old aunt and uncle.
We try to go once a week.
You do?
We try, yeah.
But
it was good, though?
It was so good. Blake Lively, that Justin Baldoni, there's like a lot of drama going on behind the scenes with them. It's a book that turned into a movie. I didn't read the book. I will read the second book.
It's a tearjerker, though?
It's heavy. It involves domestic violence, trigger warning. But it is...
You guys just went for a feel-good Sunday summer
movie. Santo did not know what it was about.
Summer movie.
He was bored out of his mind.
No, Santo cried.
Really?
Yeah, so we were with two of our friends. They both cried.
Wait, you have to remember, Santo appreciates like good art.
So he's like...
Yes.
No, Santo is whipped.
Yeah.
Well,
you have to remember, Santo is whipped.
I bet he
likes both can be true.
I bet he likes The Notebook.
I actually like The Notebook.
I loved A Star Is Born. That was great.
Yeah.
Bradley Cooper, underrated
actor. That's a tearjerker.
Yeah, Bradley Cooper, but he doesn't have the full body of work that Denzel has. Well,
not yet, but he's still building it. Like, you can see him in The Hangover, but he's also like Silver Linings Playbook or A Star Is Born. So he's building that repertoire.
I agree with you on that, Sean. All right, let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, time for a quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports. Where do you want to start, Sean?
Greg, we got to start with post-game last night after the Patriots lost to the Commanders in the final preseason game. Jerod Mayo spoke to the media, and Jacoby Brissett was clearly hurt in the game last night. And then Jerod was asked about what would happen if Jacoby Brissett was deemed out, injured, for week one. This was what Mayo said.
Jacoby suffered an injury tonight. I think it just raises the possibility that if he's the starter week one, that could happen in the regular season. Would Drake May play if Jacoby's unavailable?
I would like to sit here and say 100%. He's our second best quarterback on our roster right now.
So is that a yes or?
Next question. I'm not sure. I'm not sure until I watch the film.
How can you not be sure at this point?
Yeah,
what's the point of that? I mean, didn't we go through at least I was told by some, he's not here today, that we went through a season in which Bill Belichick destroyed the confidence of Mac Jones by refusing to, stand behind him.
Right.
Why would we do that again?
Like, next question. I'm not sure.
Why don't you just say Drake May is absolutely our backup, and should Jacoby Brissett get hurt,
it's weird. It is so confusing.
I get it. Like, if you're going to do the Bill thing where, every job is open when it comes to a competition, and
if Brissett is hurt, Courtney was so right this morning. Who's playing quarterback? Zappy? Right.
And it's not even the Bill thing.
And it's not the Bill thing because he's either saying that this is a competition and he has to see how it plays out. Well, if that's the case, then the writing's on the wall because Drake May has been clearly the better option than Jacoby Brissett.
Clearly.
So it's either you had this plan and you're sticking to the plan and it doesn't matter what you saw during preseason, or it's a competition and you're seeing how it plays out. If it's the latter, then it's Drake May.
But the plan thing is never explained. Jerod Mayo was on this show last week saying we have a plan, and it I'm paraphrasing, but it may piss people off. Mm-hmm. Listen, when he comes on at 9 this morning, I'm going to ask what is the plan?
I'm just
confused. You talk about the plan. What's the plan? Is the plan that Jacoby Brissett plays? Even if he's hurt, he plays the entire season. He plays till week 8. Like, what is the plan?
Well, he, like, a couple weeks ago, I don't remember, when he was asked about could Jacoby Drake May be a week 1 starter. And, Chime, I know you guys were talking about this. It might have been a weekend show or something, where he says, yes, he can control the huddle. And then he's like, he's all over the place. Like, we're not asking you, is he the starter? But could he be? It's a simple yes or no. Yeah.
All right. What's next, Sean?
Well, one more thing from last night's game. Our biggest concern, without a doubt, is the offensive line. Jerod Mayo talked about the offensive line after the game.
I think it is a concern. I think the biggest concern for me, it's not the X's and O's of what to do. It's just the lack of discipline that they showed today. And that's on all of us. That's on me. It starts with me. I got to be more diligent in getting on those guys about pre-snap penalties, and the rest of the coaches have to do the same thing. But the players also have to take responsibility for those pre-snap penalties. Look, the referees, they did a good job. They warned us multiple times. We talked. Then we got flagged, and they just kept on the flag because we didn't adjust. And one thing, I've learned around here is we'll do business as business is being done.
Okay.
You played the game.
Mm-hmm.
Please enlighten me, because when you look at the dropped snaps last night,
mm-hmm.
when Drake May was in there,
mm-hmm.
backup center,
mm-hmm.
whatever number he is, 3-4.
51, I believe.
Yeah, but whatever number on the depth chart.
Oh, okay. Nick Leverett.
The Drake May haters are blaming that on Drake May this morning, on either the Subaru of New England text line or on the, I call them the Maysayers, mm-hmm. Shime.
Well done. That's great.
Thank you. But that's on the center. That's not on him.
Well, sometimes it could be on the quarterback for
come on, Wiggy.
Pulling out a little early and or not keeping his hands where he needs to be. Because we're talking about when the quarterback's on the center.
So the first one, though, was a shotgun snap that was at his ankles. Now, that's not on
that's not him. I thought you were talking about the one where he was on the center.
The other one, yeah, could be May's fault. It's unclear to us who was at fault but it could be 50-50.
The shotgun is very simple. You know, basically, the ball's either hitting the quarterback right in the stomach area and right in the hands. That is a perfect snap. And if the quarterback drops it, that's on him. If it's low, if it's high, that's on the center. But the one where he was on the center, sometimes you really have to look. Did he pull out a little too early? Did he not open his hands enough? So that could be on the quarterback.
Well, another thing we can ask Mayo about. What else, Sean?
Greg, you brought up Joe Milton. I don't know if you heard this in last night's game. Chris Collinsworth.
Oh, God. How could I not hear it?
Loves himself some Joe Milton. This was Collinsworth talking about Milton and the conversations he had with him.
I kind of get the feeling that Tron Mayo just wanted to see this guy throw the ball sort of off his back foot. Now, I've got to put this in perspective, right? So we got a chance to meet Joe Milton yesterday. Comes in. Great guy. And I said, all right, just break it down for me. You're standing on the goal line. Every one of us have done this at one time or another. You throw the ball, where does it land? He said, the 5-yard line. I go, come on, the 5-yard line. He said, I'm getting 100 next year.
I don't know about that. I mean, just because you can throw it pretty far. And aren't we past the, like, football players are big? With Joe Milton,
yeah.
When it's like, oh my God,
you
don't realize how big this guy is. 6'5", 240. Like, all right,
but I love Drake May. That scramble that he had last night to get the first down.
Yeah, on 3rd and 14.
Doesn't dive on it. Ready for contact. No. Like
that's
why he's my quarterback. Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, all right. Be careful in those situations.
No, I know you would, but whatever. He's trying to win himself a starting job.
Also didn't take on a linebacker, right? As you're trying to get the first down.
No, I get it, but as a coach, you'd say, hey, listen, we need you, so once you get the first down, slide.
See, here's the argument. May dropped several snaps the last preseason game as well. It's not the center, it's him. So that's going to be the argument.
So I would retort with Nick Leverett has played center for about a month. He has never played center before in his life. He's played guard all his life until he came to the New England Patriots, and now he's a center. I would say that a lot of those fumble snaps are on Nick Leverett.
But I would also say that Drake May is probably 50% to blame because of the fact that, like a lot of quarterbacks that come from college to the NFL, they're hardly ever on the center in college in today's game. So,
sure, and Drake May, chief among them, was not under center a ton. But with David Andrews, that won't happen.
Yeah.
Okay. That's They Said It. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports on a Patriots Monday. And Gerard Mayo coming up at 9. Next, we will get to today's news, including Florida, not like the rest of us. And I get it. Sometimes the romantic desire overtakes you, Courtney.
Yeah.
But, like, not in public.
Voyeurism is real.
It is.
Not in public. Like, what these three decided to do in Florida in public is not...
It's not right.
Okay at any time.
No.
Especially in broad daylight.
Correct.
So we'll get to that coming up next.
It's time for...
Before Trump got out of office, I only had to put $10 in my truck, go back and forth to work.
The news.
And then prices on beer goes up. And hey, that's the working man's Gatorade right there.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
As it should be, too.
Of course.
Especially in this economy.
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, with 5 locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com.
What does the economy have to do with increased security at the Olympics, if you really want me to ask?
It heightens emotions.
On WEEI.
What do you think they would say if I stood
Curtis up? is on vacation this week. The rest of us here on a Patriots Monday. Gerard Mayo coming up at 9. But right now, Courtney and today's news.
Definitely listening this morning, too, because I already saw he's on his own version of an old man walk around Castle Island.
Oh,
so I hope we are in his headphones.
Yes. Hello, yes. Curtis. Good
Hello,
morning.
Curtis. Yes.
What up, C-Dog?
A terrible accident on Saturday night after 42-year-old Michael Escolis stole a 2021 Jeep from Gillette Stadium during the Kenny Chesney concert.
What?
He slammed into a Nissan, stopped at a red light nearby, which was carrying a family of six. The family all was transported to the hospital, and sadly, the 10-year-old boy inside eventually died.
Oh,
this is a terrible, terrible story.
Was he at the show?
So this is what he was intoxicated.
Yeah.
There's no report whether or not he was at the show. I would assume, but I don't want to assume anything.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
he was intoxicated, stole this Jeep, whether he was at the show or at a bar nearby or whatever. Escolis will be arraigned this morning in Rentham District Court. We can hear from one concert goer on BZ.
As a mom of a 12 and 15-year-old, as a teacher of 8-year-olds, that's completely heartbreaking. And I just want to give my condolences to the family and feel very sorry for that very bad tragedy.
Horrendous.
Horrendous.
That's so sad.
Horrendous.
Yep. In some tragedy in your birth continent of Stowe, Greg.
Oh.
Former fire chief in Hudson, 70-year-old Frederick DeSalt, fell into Lake Boone on Saturday morning around 11:30 a.m. Are you familiar with Lake Boone?
Of course I am, yes.
He had to be pulled from the water from people nearby and was pronounced dead. We can hear from his wife speaking with WHDH.
Called me and said, you have to come home. Something's happened. There are fire trucks and police cars and ambulances down here. And I thought, oh, gosh, what happened?
Oh, that's awful.
Terrible.
Awful. Lake Boone in Stowe, named for the man who I believe like discovered it or put it on a map, like the cousin of Daniel Boone. Does anyone know who Daniel Boone is?
No.
But wasn't he like
Frontiersman?
Yeah,
he was, Shime. Yes, the great Frontiersman, Daniel
Tracker.
Boone. There's a song, I believe.
Raccoon
Boone.
Cap?
What?
His raccoon hat?
Correct, yes. He was the first to ever wear a raccoon hat.
Yep.
That's correct.
Well, he's most famous for it.
Yes, but that's what Lake Boone, that was put on the guy's buried, like up in the, we used to, as young kids, we used to go up in the hill above Lake Boone, and he's like buried up there, or there's a marker or something in the woods up there.
Was Daniel Boone the same one that was at the Alamo? Was that a different guy?
Yes, I believe he was.
Oh.
Yes, remember the Alamo. Yes, I believe he was.
Imagine that's your claim to fame. It's like, we're naming the lake after you because you are cousins to Daniel Boone.
Well, that's not why it happened.
Lincoln Park. Why? Well, because I was cousins with Abe Lincoln.
All right, what's next? Everybody was cousins back then, Wiggy. You understand?
Right, I've heard
it was like 100 people in America.
But I've heard of Daniel Boone.
Like,
who's the guy that you said it's?
His cousin Patrick Boone,
Patrick
or whatever
Boone.
His name is. I don't know. You have to look it up. Yes.
I can't believe it, but Labor Day is ahead of us.
It's so depressing.
Right there.
I am so depressed.
Yeah, I'm not. But
I know you love fall.
Yeah, I love
you
fall.
Love the fall things. You love cuffing season.
Yep.
You love apple picking and Instagramming.
Yeah, pumpkin
like, I get
spice,
it.
Yeah.
I just summer goes so fast.
I know.
Like you brought up, or Shine brought up, the numbnuts. It seems like it was just the numbnuts invitational.
Yeah.
Seems like we were just doing the last road show at Bernie's and we had the whole summer in front of us.
Yep.
So.
But travel is going to be quite the headache this Labor Day weekend. AAA says Boston is a top 10 destination coming in at fifth this holiday weekend. Mm-hmm, if you want to go through the top five, Boston, 4, New York, 3, Anchorage, Alaska, 2, Orlando, Florida, and number 1, Seattle, Washington.
Really?
Yeah, they're saying Seattle because most people that want to travel are choosing Alaskan cruises.
I saw a story on this.
Yeah.
This is your generation, you two.
Yep.
Suddenly you love cruising. I saw a whole thing on this.
I'm out on cruises.
That's wild that you say that.
Yeah.
So you go to Seattle to get the Alaskan cruise.
Correct. Oh.
People love cruises. This story was because you know exactly, budget-wise, what it costs.
Yeah,
because you get all the drinks and the food and
all
everything
inclusive.
Included.
I love that.
So You like?
I think cruises are spectacular.
Until you get stuck out there. Well, they can't bring the cruise boat back or something because there's some kind of a pandemic going on.
Like, the boats are amazing. Some of the, but I'm only adult-only cruises. Like, some of these boats, like, are amazing. What's it, Virgin Cruise Lines?
The
boats are amazing. But I'm not going to Alaska. I'm going to some beautiful, so we could stop at an island or something.
I also think, and people have stopped paying attention to it, I've followed the entire time, the Ultimate World Cruise has a lot of people talking, so I think that's why cruises are on the rise.
Are they still on that?
Yeah, they're at the last 30 days.
Yeah, we talked about that on the show. That was like a 6-month cruise?
Nine-month cruise.
Yeah, that I would not do.
Yeah. That's ridiculous.
Yep.
Also, Shime, correction, it was Davy Crockett that was at the Alamo.
Ah, okay. Davy
Crockett. Also, there was a Davy Crockett TV show when I was a kid. That's what the song is from.
Okay.
Davy Crockett, King of the Wild Frontier. You probably won't remember that because you're not 90.
Rings a bell, I'll be honest.
There was a park named after his cousin, Daniel Crockett. I think it's in, I want to say it's in Wellesley.
Yeah. Mm. Well, there was a Crockett on Miami Vice, if I remember correctly.
Oh, what a great TV show. And they should bring that back. I know they're doing all these. I meant to tell you this. I don't want to get off track a little bit.
Yes, you do. You love getting
but
off track.
But you love Man on Fire.
Yes.
They're doing a Netflix eight episode series.
Oh, they are?
Uh-huh. Of Man
See,
on Fire.
I was not into that until Presumed Innocent.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to a series that's being done on Netflix about a movie that I've already seen, I was kind of like, nah. But
that's a good
Presumed
point.
Presumed Innocent changed my mind.
Right. And the Netflix series about Man on Fire, we'll talk a little bit more of what the whole Creasy was like as a special forces guy.
Hmm. Lindsay and I have been watching Slow Horses on Apple.
No, never heard of it.
Very good. You haven't?
No, Slow Horses? No.
Yes.
Never heard that.
It's about MI5, these British intelligence agents, Gary Oldman. How do you say his name?
Oldman.
Yes.
In it, excellent. He's a good actor, too.
Commissioner Gordon.
Great actor.
All right. So is it a BBC flick?
No, it's Apple.
No.
No.
They're not all British actors?
They are.
Yeah, that's.
But you would like it. Like,
yeah, I love the British shows.
It's very good.
Okay, I'll check
that
out.
Very, very good. All right, we got to take a break.
Okay, can I just wrap up quickly?
Yeah.
That if anybody is flying anywhere, worst day to fly will be Friday. And the best times to travel by car are before 11 a.m. on August 29th or before noon on August 30th.
Okay, good luck.
Yeah.
If you're trying to drive to the Cape or anywhere else.
Are you going away at all?
I'm debating it. I would like to go back to Nantucket, but we'll see what happens. I know I got things to do. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the rest of the news, including Florida, not like the rest of us, and things that should never be done in public with three people. That is coming up.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And, of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.